ready to stop the overwhelm and frustration and instead simplify your healing? I'm your host, Jenny Peterson, a chronic illness coach and founder of Mind Body Rewire, a program that helps those with chronic conditions get their life and health back by using their mind. That's right, I take out all the fluff, the supplements, the diets, the detoxes, and teach you how to be your own healer. I never said that it's going to be easy, but it can be simple. If you're serious about getting back your life and health, it's time to put focus on the one area that will help you get there, your own mind. All right, so today I am talking with Megan, a recent graduate of MBR and also now an MBR coach, discussing what her life and symptoms were like before the MBR program and now after completing it. Welcome, Megan.
Thank you.
All right, so to start off, let's talk about what symptoms you came into the program with. I have a list here that I'm just going to read off. You said you had anxiety, overwhelm, fatigue, difficulty sleeping, acne, mouth ulcers, headaches, seasonal allergies, thyroid imbalance, IBS, water retention, PMS, ovarian cysts. You were told you had Lyme disease, Epstein-Barr, and sleep apnea. We got the entire list here.
I think so.
All right. So can you paint a picture for us, for those that are listening, what your life was like before you joined the MBR program with these symptoms?
Well, before joining the MBR program, I was determined to feel better, but I really didn't know how that was going to happen. I had already had symptoms for over 10 years, and I had tried everything I knew to try. When nothing worked, I began, just making big changes in my life, hoping that would help. I just wanted to move forward. And I had needed to get divorced. I got divorced. I started, doing some things I had wanted to do, which included traveling the States and just, focusing on enjoying my life. But I still had symptoms and I felt a lot of fear about them because it seemed like they were not going to go away. I did my best to ignore them because I just didn't know how to deal with them. So I had a lot of anxiety, but I didn't even know that that's what I was experiencing. I found the MBR program and I just felt really confident that that was exactly what I needed.
All right, very good. So what kind of treatments? Did you try a lot of treatments like the rest of us before doing the program? What kind of treatments and protocols did you all try?
Well, I mean, over 10 years, I tried many, many things and I don't think I'll remember them all and I don't really want to.
Yeah, yeah, I agree.
I will tell you, I have no idea how many different doctors I saw. I just went from, specialist to specialist thinking I'd get an answer somewhere there. And, with that came tons of different tests every time. And so I just did that. I did that for years and years. And so that came along with, the regular big pharma drugs that most people try. It was a lot of different kinds of antibiotics, an antiviral or two. When I started, working with the functional medicine, naturopathy world, then it was, their tests and treatment protocols. So it was lots of supplements and herbal remedies, just all kinds of different combinations. I did some very restrictive diets. I did a really restrictive version of the paleo diet. I did veganism for quite a few years. I did things like medically supervised water fasting. And then, when that stuff didn't work either, then I really started going into more of the spiritual realm. And I started seeking out medical intuitives and shamans and different, kinds of healers and exploring that realm. So I ended up spending a ton of money and time and just really putting my body through a lot with all of that.
Mm-hmm. I think everyone can relate. Even as you were talking, I just had old flashes of memories coming up. And I have one in particular. I have a scar on my wrist that is from a zapping machine that I purchased and was zapping myself all day long of trying to zap out these bad things. I ended up zapping myself too much and creating the scar. So every time I see it, it's a good reminder of, oh man, those were the days.
Yeah. I had almost invested in a Rife machine
Yes.
But you know, I didn't end up going that route. But yeah, I was considering all of that.
Yeah. I know. You know, when you're desperate, you're willing to try anything. And, you know, even as holistic as I was, you know, because I was an herbalist, I still am, but I obviously do things differently now. But, you know, when it came down to it is that despite all my information and who I was and what I believed in, I was willing to try anything, even if that was pharmaceuticals. And that was a big step for me because that really meant there was truly something going on and I was willing to do whatever it took to get well. And I ended up forming an allergy to that one medication that I was given that was a pharmaceutical drug. And before I, and I know exactly how I formed that allergy to it is because before I took it, I literally could not swallow it. I was like, I can't believe I'm doing this, but I have to do this, blah, blah, blah. You know, that war in your head. Mm-hmm. And I swallowed it. And within seconds, my throat and lips swelled up. And my husband had me to take me to the ER. So now whenever I go to the doctor, they say, oh, you have an allergy to this. And I'm like, yep, yep, I do. And I caused it.
Yeah, that's interesting.
That's what created that
immediate
one.
Track.
Yes, I know. It's so crazy. But yeah, you're relatable to a lot of our stories in the sense that we have tried anything and everything to get well. And so in that process of when we're trying anything and everything to get well, how did the programming, and I'm putting that in quotes because, you know, we are programmed literally from the day that we're born about how our bodies work, but then we get even so much more programming when we are experiencing these symptoms. How did that programming affect your symptoms and generally your mindset and your moving forward with healing?
Yeah, that's a great question. You know, like most people, I was conditioned to believe in contagion and, you know, that microbes were harmful, that doctors know best, that the cure is outside of me, that someone is going to tell me what that is. I had worked in the medical industrial complex. My mom had been a nurse. And so I was used to being around doctors and nurses and just being in that environment. I just implicitly trusted them in the beginning. Mm-hmm. And so when my symptoms first started, I just thought, you know, something was going wrong with my body. But I trusted that, you know, all I needed to do was find the right doctor and they would have the right answer. And then I would be on my way. Everything would be fine. I'd have a little pill that was convenient to take. Mm-hmm. But, you know, like I said before, I ended up going from doctor to doctor and the answers didn't come and they didn't come. And I kept trying all the things and nothing worked. And that's when the fear really started for me. And that's when, you know, the symptoms got worse. I started seeing naturopaths instead of allopathic doctors and, you know, doing their testing methods, doing their treatment plans. Just, it was a lot of, you know, substances all at once that I was putting into my body. That really caused a lot of fear. I really began to distrust my body during that time. I became fearful of my environment, just everything. It was just all fear. Mm-hmm. And I became very neurotic and germophobic. And that, of course, just, it made everything worse. Everything got worse during that time.
This is where the label can sometimes help us, but it also can hinder us as well. You know, the labels, if I'm to get a label now or someone tells me, that helps me to know where to focus for doing the targeted work. So now the labels are, okay, I know where to go with it. But when we're not understanding and not in that place of understanding of what this label means or what system it's connected to, the labels itself just create this big old fear, ball of fear, because we were wishing for a label, but now we have a label. And now that label on Google says all these other things, right? And you just become this huge ball of fear often when we're, you know, going from one thing to the next because of all the new programming we're getting with each step that we go to.
Yeah. Thank you for mentioning the labels because that was a big part of it, you know, getting scary labels like Lyme disease and Epstein-Barr and being told things like, well, you'll never get rid of this. You know, I was told things like that. Mm-hmm. All you can do is manage it and maybe it's contagious.
Yeah. Yeah. I think the worst label for me that I personally got was the Lyme disease label. Because in the functional medicine holistic world, the Lyme is one of the biggest go-tos, right, for chronic conditions. And I would then go into the Lyme groups online on Facebook or wherever, and they were sharing videos or even obituaries sometimes of people that were passing back to quote unquote the Lyme disease, right? And then I was told about a video, I don't even know the name of it anymore. And they said, you know, you got to watch this. Well, I had no idea that this video was basically all fear-based and telling me I was going to die of Lyme disease. And I had my husband watch it. We were crying by the time we were done with it. And I didn't sleep for days after that, you know, and that was not healthy. It was not healthy for myself or obviously my husband to see that. It really brought us into a really big rabbit hole of fear. And so for me, that label was probably the most damaging at the time of what I knew.
Same for me.
Yeah. Okay. So after 8 months, you do the deep inner work. You're working on those old subconscious patterns. Everything that we do in MBR, you know, everything is based on the old subconscious patterns, but that's a very umbrella term because there's so much that we work on. But how have your symptoms shifted after we've worked on and cleaned up those old patterns and rewired new ones?
It's been a really interesting journey. Pretty early on in the program, I began to feel calmer. It happened little by little at first. And then for longer stretches of time, I was just noticing more and more calm. And that in and of itself was a major shift because I had never experienced that before. It was just a different way of experiencing life for me. Then I noticed that I wasn't waking up so much in the night. After completing my symptoms projects and going through quite a few of healing phases during that time, the healing phases just became fewer. And then they were milder. And by the end of the program, I noticed that, you know, the anxiety and the overwhelm that I was feeling were no longer my normal. And the fatigue was gone. And that was a huge piece as well. So I was sleeping through the night, nearly every night. And, you know, waking up in the morning, feeling energetic. And I was able to work out more consistently than I had in a really long time. Just feeling good in my body. And the mouth ulcers that I had been experiencing a lot of were basically gone.
Mm-hmm. You know, and you kind of win in the order in which it kind of works itself out of the body. I always tell our students or, you know, even talk about it here on the podcast about how important it is to work on those subconscious patterns connected to anxiety first. It is the glue. The needle isn't going to move if you're in a place of fear and feeling powerless. And so, you know, oftentimes you'll hear these people's stories and they had all this big list of symptoms and you ask them what they did and they're like, I don't know. I just started working out more, spending more time on me. And you might think, well, what patterns did they work on? Well, they took back their power, right? They took back their power. They created safety and trust within themselves. And when you do that, you are sending a message to the body that it's safe. And by simply building that trust and safety that anxiety leaves and all the other symptoms oftentimes are tied to that. Not always, but a majority of the case, that's usually what it is. We've got to unglue the anxiety and then the rest is easy to work on because the fear and the powerlessness are no longer there. So you kind of are an example of that, how it just was a domino effect of you work on calming down and feeling more calm. And then all of a sudden everything else trickled after that. So what would you say your relationship with your body is now? Do you fear symptoms or do you fear getting symptoms again in the future or quote unquote getting sick again? What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I will say that my relationship to myself is altogether different. I now have truly a deeply loving and respectful relationship with myself. I didn't know how to do that before. Mm-hmm. I just hadn't experienced it, hadn't been shown how. Mm-hmm. But I did learn a lot about that in the MBR program. I will say that, you know, of course, that includes my body. And just every part of me, I'm much kinder to myself than I have ever been before. And, you know, it really just, it starts with the way I talk to myself internally, and that just kind of radiates outward. And so self-care has gotten easier, but also more relaxed. I'm not as, you know, obsessive about it. There's not the force that I was applying before. It's just, it does feel like it's coming from a place of love and care for myself. I have cultivated incredible trust in my body. I really do trust it now for the first time ever. And that, you know, that includes the microbes that I know are there. And I will say that I have no fear of symptoms. I know what symptoms mean now. I know that they have a purpose. So it's, like I said, no fear of microbes anymore, which is very freeing, and just feeling much calmer. I'm trusting my body and myself more, but just life in general as well, and my ability to respond to it.
Yeah. And I love something that stuck up for me as a coach, hearing certain words, how you talked about force. And we see this a lot with students, or just people in general that have chronic symptoms. There's so much force behind, I got to get rid of this. You know, maybe there's a deadline on it, or I need to get my life back. And, you know, I'm forcing so much of it to where it's not an action based on self-love. It's an action on, I need to get this so I can get better and get on with my life. And it's really the opposite. You got to take away the force, step into your loving yourself, and actually step into living now, making the best of what you have right now, and really stepping into this 2.0 version, and then the symptoms go away, rather than forcing the symptoms to go away, and then you're going to have all this stuff. So I love that you said that, because that's really where the transformation happens for people, is when they let go of the trust, or let go of the force, and step into trust and loving themselves, and then everything else happens.
It's been a really interesting process learning that, just learning what can happen through relaxation and love and gentleness, and, you know, providing structure along with it and motivation, but just finding that sweet spot.
Right. Yeah. Because that force brings along perfection. It brings along expectations. These are all things that are joy killers, progress killers, all of that, that really are not helping us in our healing journey. So take every day do the best that you can using the tools, and take away that force and step into self-love and that new version of you. And your body then starts to feel safe, which is exactly what you did. Let's talk about, I guess, that as well. As what do you think makes MBR different from other healing protocols, at least that you've tried?
I have found that MBR truly is simple. You know, the focus the whole time was all on me, and it was all on letting go of old subconscious patterns, you know, getting the tools to expand my self-awareness and to shift my perceptions. And it might not feel simple at first. It might not sound simple if that is unfamiliar, but it really is simple. I have not found anything simpler. And so much of the program is about the brain. And yet the program at the same time helped me get out of my head. I was doing so much overthinking, so much analysis, and I was able to let go of that. I found really every component of the program, all the different projects, in the program, each to be effective, but they were all supportive of every other component. And so I really did and do feel that the program is really masterfully created, and it's effective. So I'm still in awe over the program and how well it's worked. And, you know, that's why I wanted to coach with the program too, because of course I would want to be part of something so effective.
And just on the back end, from being the creator of the program, there's been a lot of modifications along the way. You know, every time, you know, I created something in the beginning, and then it was like, oh, but now this needs to be added, and this should be added, because every person, every student that joined us actually helped us make the program better, because obviously I just made it in the first, you know, from out from the gate, from my perspective, from what I needed in order to heal. And then realizing that everybody else has different patterns and personalities and brings to the table so many different things that, oh, this needed to be added. So, you know, its creation is based off of our students. It really is, as we see where there are holes and it needs to be adjusted. But it still has the basic foundation of all back to the subconscious patterns. So thank you for that. And lastly, if someone who has chronic symptoms is listening to this, not knowing if they should take the MBR program, what would you say?
Well, I'd share that taking the MBR program has been one of the most loving and most beneficial investments I've ever made in myself. I think for most of us, doing the deep work, really the deep stuff, requires structure and support, and MBR provides that. The program kept me focused for 8 months. Mm-hmm. And I wouldn't have stayed so focused if I had been on my own. I just wouldn't have known how to do that. And I would have been, you know, subconsciously running away from the work. You know, the persistence piece of it is really required to heal. And so having a coach, having that structure daily and weekly, it was critical for me. I needed that structure. And I think, like I said, most people do. And now that I've gone through the program, I get really great feedback from people, you know, from my friends, from people I meet. People ask me, you know, what I've been doing to transform myself. And I talk about it quite openly, and you know, people notice that I'm feeling pretty calm and confident. And the MBR program is how I've done that. And so I would encourage anyone who's willing to put in effort to give it a try.
Awesome. Thank you. Thank you for that. You know, the everyday piece that you're talking about, where to in everyday show up, that discipline is required, not because we are wanting you to be a, you know, 24/7 workaholic on your healing. It's actually not for that reason whatsoever, because we know majority of people are, you know, a lot of workaholics that are ending up in this place. But the discipline, that daily work, is required because of the brain, because of the design of the brain. And this is why, you know, without a form of some type of structure to keep you in place, your brain is going to pull you away. It's naturally designed to do that, to protect you. So, you know, that discipline is also creating trust with you. When you show up for you every single day, you are building trust in you, which again is part of the solution to getting rid of your chronic conditions, because we've lost that way of trusting ourselves with having our own power to create our own safety. And when you show up for yourself every day, you start developing that trust muscle with yourself. You're showing up for you. So thank you for your recommendation. And thank you again for sharing your healing success with us. And those that are obviously listening, you are an inspiration to others that they can heal and get their life back. So congratulations.
Thank you. It's been an amazing opportunity. Thank you for everything.
Awesome. And you're now a coach. So you even get to immerse yourself even more in this work, which is great. You know, it's like you're done with the work, but now you get to immerse it even more, because when you start working with people, it almost takes it to a whole nother level, right? Seeing that.
It absolutely does.
Yeah. Yeah. So you can end the endless search for answers to your chronic symptoms today. Living a life that you feel like you have to constantly fix yourself is exhausting. Your body was designed to heal. Let us show you how. Take the first step to this long-lasting healing that you're desiring by getting a custom healing plan. The link to the healing plan is in the show notes. Thanks for listening.